Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of our Lord. Waiting. We are all familiar with waiting. And most times we wait with both a sense of expectation and a sense of urgency. Waiting involves being okay with uncertainty. When we are kids, we cannot wait to grow up, and when we are adults, we cannot wait to get a better job or a bigger house. Do you remember waiting in line a few months ago to get into the grocery store? Many of us are waiting to get a flu shot. All of us are waiting for the pandemic to be over. We are waiting for that glimmer of hope, be it in the form of a vaccine or that the virus has simply run its course. And yes, all of the world is waiting to hear who the next president of the United States will be. Waiting is not easy. It can leave us full of worry and anxiety. It creates sleepless nights and long days. The early readers in our gospel reading today were waiting as well. They were waiting for the parousia, or the end times, to arrive so that they could reach the kingdom of heaven that Jesus spoke of so many times in the Gospel of Matthew. They were waiting for the return of Jesus Christ and his final judgment. They were waiting to see the glory of God. Now, I'm sure that they would have had some of the same feelings and emotions as us, for there was no timeline, because Jesus' return would be unexpected. Scripture proclaimed for them to keep awake, to stay alert, to keep the faith, because Jesus was coming. They just did not know when. This is the premise of our gospel reading today. Jesus once again uses allegory to explain what the kingdom of heaven will be like and how one is to live their lives while waiting in both joy and uncertainty for the day to arrive. The early readers were the bridesmaids. We are the bridesmaids. And both of us are waiting for the bridegroom to appear so that all can attend the celebration of eternal life with God. Now, some of the bridesmaids were more prepared than the others. All of them brought lamps, but only the wise bridesmaids brought oil to fill the lamps in case there was a delay. And when the Lord arrived, the wise bridesmaids trimmed their lamps and went out to meet the Lord. The foolish bridesmaids were left in the dark, and the door was shut in front of them when they returned. And this is the way life is, I think. Sometimes we are prepared, and sometimes we are not. Sometimes we are wise, and sometimes we are foolish. Sometimes we are in the light, and sometimes we are surrounded by darkness. We all sin, and we all make mistakes. We are human. Even the wise bridesmaids in our reading were imperfect, for they fell asleep waiting for the Lord to arrive. Sometimes we fall asleep at the most inopportune times. Sometimes we bring oil for our lamps, and sometimes we are the ones asking for oil to help us see in the darkness. Sometimes we miss the opportunities as they arrive in our lives, and sometimes we need to go out and find more oil for ourselves. This is what faith is all about. We doubt. We are at times unprepared. We buy too much toilet paper and paper towels, and we do not share with our neighbors. We live in fear of the unknown, and many times we live in fear of change. We draw lines in the sand, and we take one side or the other. Are you left, or are you right? Are you conservative or liberal? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Are you mask or anti-mask? In these times, there seems to be no middle ground. There seems to be no opportunities for talking and listening to one another when challenges and conflict arises. We judge one another, and by doing so, we miss the opportunities to grow in faith and trust of one another through the building of relationships, through discussing our differences and looking beyond who is right and who is wrong. Yes, sometimes the door seems to shut in our faces. We feel turned away. We feel lost and alone. We fall asleep, and we miss the opportunity. But there is good news, because our gospel reading today reminds us that all of the bridesmaids were invited to the celebration, both the wise and the foolish. All were invited into a relationship with God through the promise and hope of Jesus Christ. We are all invited to live into that hope and promise. And in doing so, we are given the opportunity to live out our faith, to be the lamp that lights the way through the darkness. We are asked to be prepared. We are asked to keep awake, to live faithfully and courageously. Now, I do not think that means that we are to never rest, but perhaps we are to live our lives at the ready. Because in being prepared, we live out the call to help our neighbor without asking for anything in return. We listen to one another, even though we may disagree. We pray unceasingly for one another. And together, we work to tear down fences and walls, and we build paths of reconciliation, justice, and peace. This is how we keep awake. This is how we are prepared for the kingdom of heaven. And this is what the kingdom of heaven looks like on earth. As Christians, we are called to live in hope and love for others, knowing that the path is not always easy. Sometimes it may feel easier to give up and give in when injustice, hurt, and pain is so prevalent in our society and in our lives. Know that in these times you are not alone. Having hope is living confidently into the promise that God is with us, offering compassion, redemption, and love to a world that is so seemingly broken. The kingdom of heaven calls us into a new life with Christ. It calls us into the eternal joy, into the eternal life of joy and celebration with God. May we continue to let our light so shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. May we continue to offer ourselves to a world that is so desperately in need of love, understanding, and empathy. And may we continue to keep awake and wait with passion, patience, and justice, knowing that one day we will experience the glory, the perfect delight found in the eternal life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise and glory be to God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is a medley, and it's by the group Preacher's Daughter. It is Blessed Assurance, and It Is Well With My Soul.